on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Jessica Dutra.
This is Judge Jess.
Can you revoke a kid's flower girl position in a wedding? Like,
that's kind of touchy.
Yo, he thinks he's got a good reason, but let's decide right now with Judge Jess, okay? Jess is not a real judge, but she sure does have a lot of opinions, that's for sure. So we are using that to your advantage. We always say if you've got a disagreement with somebody, call the voicemail, 855-Kramer-Jess. Tell us what's up with you guys, and Jess will help you figure out who's right and who's wrong. Fair enough? All right, let's go.
Hey, Judge Jess. My name is Tyler, and my fiance asked her ex's daughter to be the flower girl in our wedding. I think it's super weird. I'm getting married in a few months. My fiance dated a guy for about 4 years before me, and during that relationship, she became really close with his daughter, who's now 8 years old. Mm. Even though they broke up, she's stayed in the little girl's life and still goes to some of her dance recitals and keeps in touch and all that stuff, you know, the school events and whatnot. So last week, she asked this little girl if she wants to be the flower girl in our wedding just off the cuff. And obviously, she's super excited now, the little girl, but I don't want it to happen. I think it's inappropriate. I mean, I don't think anything inappropriate is going on with my fiance and her ex, but I just think it's inappropriate to have my fiance's ex's daughter in the wedding. You know, it feels like we're bringing a piece of her previous relationship into our wedding, and I just don't like that. My fiance says I'm being insecure, and the little girl's like family. I don't want to hurt a little kid's feelings, you know, but I'm just super uncomfortable about it. And she says the little girl would be heartbroken now if she basically takes back the offer.
No.
But Judge Jess, look, I need you to decide who's right and who's wrong on this. Thanks.
That's
tough. This one makes me sick.
That's tough.
All right. All homegirl fiance says, yo, I'm just going to invite my ex's daughter to be my flower girl behind your back. And I'm sure it was like,
I bet you it was like in the moment, to be honest with
without
you.
Without malice, yeah. Right? But now he's like, yo, wait, what? I'm sorry. You're telling me your ex's daughter's gonna be part of our wedding? Like, that something feels wrong about that to me. Like, can they now go back and take that away from her? We'll turn to Judge Jess.
I just think it's kind of weird that she made that decision without communicating that with her fiance, because
yo,
now that means not only is the little girl in the wedding, but that means her dad has to be there. So that means what? Now we're inviting exes to our wedding. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like
yeah.
It opens the door to so many things.
Now, what if he doesn't have to be there? Does it make it any different? Like,
this 8-year-old is going to show up and no one's going to watch her? Of course her dad's going to be there.
But what if she doesn't? I mean, does that make a difference?
No, dude, it makes a huge difference. Like, I don't know. It's just like, at this point, does she want her ex to walk, like, the little girl down the aisle as well? Like, is he also in the wedding? Like, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, I'm sorry. I think it's messed up. But, like, this you have to let, maybe they can do a pretend wedding. This is what I would do. The little girl can't be in the wedding. Like, absolutely not.
There's no opportunity here.
Dude,
she has to take that away from her, though.
Well, also, it's like, what? Does this guy have no, like, nieces or nephews that he wanted in the wedding?
Oh.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what if he wanted someone to be the flower girl? I don't
yeah.
know. He just never got a chance. Like, at this point, if he feels that uncomfortable about it, like, they can just do a fake wedding. Like, she literally has to put on a wedding that this little girl can be the flower girl in. And, like, this whole production of it all. Because I just think it's so inappropriate that it took place without the communication there. And I don't want to break the little girl's heart. But, like, I also don't want her dad to be there either.
Is there a level of insecurity there?
No.
No, and honestly, let's talk. Y'all know me. There ain't no way in hell.
I'm
canceling that wedding before I'm letting that happen.
No, it has nothing to do with insecurity. I just can't believe that, like, there was no position that was chosen in our wedding. I'm talking about, like, Garage Boy and I, my husband.
Yeah.
Like, it's not. I was like, yo, so who are going to be who's your groomsman? Like, what do you want to wear? Like,
yeah.
this is just talking to your partner. Like, you guys are supposed to spend the rest of your life together.
Basic communication.
And you didn't want to run that by me.
All right, hit the gavel.
Sorry. Pretend
She's
wedding.
She's gotta go, man.
Pretend wedding for the
yeah,
little girl.
That kid's gotta go. Sorry,
yeah.
Break her heart. I don't care. We asked the question. I doubt we'll get a call on this, but we have at least have to search this out, because maybe it's happened before. Anybody listening right now that had their ex's family in your wedding? Like, I would like your ex. Does that make sense? Basically, the same kind of situation. Because maybe there are some situations where that made sense. Like, I don't know that we'll get a call or a text on that. But maybe there was some certain situation where that made sense. Man, okay, this is a tricky loophole. I really want to try to get them on the air, too. We're trying to figure out, is it ever appropriate to have somebody, like an ex, they said yes?
Yeah!
All right, call them off the air really quick. I really want to hear this scenario. She actually had that. Do we have a name on the show? Do we?
This is Megan.
Megan! What's up, Megan?
Hi!
What's going on? Why are you so hesitant to come on? Why are you so hesitant to come on the air with us? What's going on?
Well, I made a really bad decision
okay. A
long time ago.
That's okay.
Well, you've come to the right show then.
That's okay.
So what's up? What happened with this? So the question was, did somebody from a previous relationship come into your current wedding? What happened?
Yep. So we were getting married, trying to, you know, save some money.
Yes.
My high school boyfriend of like 5 years, he was a DJ at the time, and I suggested that he DJ. My fiance said fine. It was like a really good deal. Like things were long, long, long gone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he did a nice job. There wasn't any real issues between my high school boyfriend and my husband.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it always comes up now. Like it always comes up, oh, she had her ex-boyfriend DJ our wedding. There was some stuff with family. My sister got real drunk and during her speech said, oh, you know, we always wanted her to marry Roy.
Oh,
no!
Wait.
No!
Wait. Yeah. Your sister said that during your wedding while he was the DJ?
No.
Yeah.
No.
So, like, although there was, like, no issues between me and my high school boyfriend, there were issues that came up. So,
your family.
Not a good idea.
Yeah, well, I think we're learning
at all.
Well, I mean, here's a great question.
How he can't go back and then uninvite this little girl.
Well,
like, that's going to cause issues, too.
It's tricky, right? The question is, how steep was that discount, though? Because I think that really does have a lot to play into
it. But DJs
are
expensive.
They are expensive. Yeah. So I'm wondering, because at first I'm kind of pissed about this situation, right? As if my fiance came to me and was like, hey, do you mind if my ex-boyfriend DJs our wedding? I'm like, hell no. But also, how much is that discount?
It was a huge discount.
I might be into it. I might be down.
Did you reach out to him or did he reach out to you about like, oh, hey, if you need a DJ? Or were you like, hey, would you mind DJing my wedding?
He did not reach out to me. So I'm guessing that
you reached out to him.
No, that's fair.
Really
you knew you'd get the deal, though. But, dude, I'm just imagining, like, after your sister saying that, like, he's, like, hitting the air horn. He's like, paper man, oh, that's right.
Like, what's the deal? Why don't they like your husband? Like, why would they say that?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Oh, no, it's not that they don't like my husband. It's just my sister. She doesn't make the best decisions sometimes.
She really likes Roy the DJ.
Yeah.
She's really into him. Wow. All right. So lesson learned here.
Done any more events for you or is that like completely cut off?
He did some other things.
Wait, I'm sorry. What? What else does he do?
Know.
What else does he do for you now?
Wait, what? She's like, he's the godfather of our child.
I've been married for over 20 years.
There's a lot of events, man. Baby Where's showers, Roy? Bar mitzvahs.
Give
like
me his card. At this point, I want to hire the guy.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's small tomorrow, man. What do you want? One-stop shop. All your DJ needs. Roy the DJ. Well, we've learned a lot in this call. Thank you for that.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.